Look at me today. Look at you today. Praise God. If I were to come in here and let everybody testify, everybody in here would testify that they are no longer the same. Praise God if they've given their life to Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, there is something good about that. Hallelujah. There is something good about that. We couldn't see the good when he was walking up that hill. We couldn't see the good when they were whipping him all night long. Nobody could see the good when they put the crown of thorns upon his head. Nobody could see the good when they pierced him in his side. Nobody could see the good when he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Nobody could see the good, but right now, look at the good. I can no longer just see the good. I'm a part of the good. Hallelujah. He took me out of the mocking mire. Praise God, of sin. Put me on the street. Call straight. And I am running. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the right matter with me? Praise God. Don't tell them that Martin and fell, slipped on a banana peel and hit his head. Just tell him that he is the Son of God, that he is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Nobody could read, nobody could see the good as they read the scripture. But as a result of the scripture, look at all of the good that I'm looking at. Because I said at the outset, every last one of us was a used to be. I don't need to ask you what you used to be, but I know what I used to be. But I'm glad. I'm so 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 glad that I'm no longer a used to be. Young folk, when you find yourself in a circumstance, when you find yourself in a quagmire, when you find yourself, praise God, in a position that you should not be, don't give up on God. Leave it. Keep your mind on Jesus. Praise God, because if he allowed you to go into that quagmire, he's strong enough and he has enough power to be the one to bring you out. That's what you need to be looking for. So I'm so glad. Just like for the Apostle Paul, his situation looked bleak. It looked dismal. Not looking at his circumstances. He kept his focus on Christ. Didn't forget about it. And he said that for me to live but to die is gain. Let me make sure I clarify that for you. What Paul was saying, he said, if I live, I'm going to continue to witness for Christ. Because I want Christ to be magnified in my life. He said, if I live, and there's not a person out here that want to die. There's not a person out here that want to die. Yeah. Paul is saying that if I live, I'm going to continue to witness for him. I'm going to continue to live for him. But he said that if I have to die at Nero's chopping block, praise God, I'm going to gain the more. There might be somebody in here this morning. And you might be going through some bad stuff right now. My message to you, rise above your circumstances. Because if God is truly in your life, if you have asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, you know beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt that whatever it is that you are going through, that God is in control. Praise God. I almost want to have one other thing that I can give. One more illustration. Illustration about intercessory prayer. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the 12th chapter of Acts, Herod Agrippa was breathing havoc on the church. He had already had James killed. And Peter was waiting his trial. They just postponed it until after Easter. That word didn't say Easter, but it was actually Passover. But guess what happened? Oh, Lord, hallelujah. You go back home, read that 12th chapter of Acts. It said that the church, everybody look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, the church went in prayer for Peter. And as a result of the church going in prayer for Peter, Bible tells us that Peter was laying down. Peter was resting good. Peter wasn't concerned. Go back and read it. Peter was asleep, y'all. The angel had to wake him up. The angel said, Peter, get up. Put your shoes on. Put your robe on. In other words, he's telling me you're getting ready to go for a little trip. And they tell me that the angel took Peter by the hand. Because you know Peter was, he was hooked up to one guard. There was a guard at the door. There was a guard at the front door, the back door, the side door. Peter, the angel took Peter and walked him on through there. Got him on out in town. And it started to let you know that the angel went on by this business. Peter went to goes to Mary's house where they were having church. Oh, little girl by the name of Rhoda comes to the door. Peter just a knocking. Rhoda comes to the door, Brother Colbert. And I guess Rhoda did one of these. And ran back. I often sometimes look at that. I say, were they really praying sincerely? She ran back and she said, y'all. I'm going to paraphrase what I think she was saying. Y'all. What y'all been praying about? The person who you praying for, he's at the front door. They say, oh Lord, she done drank too much Kool-Aid. She done drank too much Kool-Aid. She must be seeing a ghost. But guess what? Peter kept on knocking. can read it. And when they finally opened the door, Peter got up in there and told them exactly what happened. And the only thing Peter said, tell the rest of my brother. And God took Peter off the scene right there. Not killed him. But he did it for a purpose. Because if you keep reading the 12th chapter, it lets you know that Herod Agrippa died. But Peter survived. All because of intercessory prayer. Because the church prayed for him. You don't get nothing else out of what I said today. It's important that we pray one for another. That might be somebody here today. You haven't given your life to Christ. We're going to give you an opportunity to do that now. God loves you. He sent his son down here to die for you so that you can have the right to the tree of life. And if you're here, we're going to ask you to come. Praise God. Amen. You all may be seated. Amen. Let us, those who want to come, come around the altar. Come around the altar. If you don't, and you don't have, stand right where you are.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
There's so much I want to tell you. It's like I lived 1,000 lives. Yet my words cannot describe you. Your infinite is magnified. Glory, hallelujah, to the Lamb.
Listen while you still can hear the man. from Him. Bind me to your side. Bind me to your side.
Things will get better.
That night, you don't just.